This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Asian Games, India has amassed a medals tally of 100 medals, including 25 gold, 35 silver and 40 bronze at Hangzhou in China. The 100th medal for the country was won by the women's Kabaddi team. In a closely fought match, India beat Taipei 26-25 in a thrilling match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent on clinching 100 medals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is a momentous achievement for India at the Asian Games." He said the people of India are thrilled that we've reached a remarkable milestone of 100 medals. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt congratulations to the phenomenal athletes whose efforts have led to this historic milestone for India. The Prime Minister will host and interact with the Asian Games contingent once they arrive back home on the 10th of this month. Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated all the athletes on India touching the 100 medal mark in the Asian Games. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said they are an inspiration for the sportspersons of the future. He said in the history of 72 years of Asian Games, Indian athletes have broken multiple world records and made new Asian records.
हुई मेडल्स की बौछार इस बार 100 पार आपने वर्तमान और भविष्य के खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक नई प्रेरणा दी है और चीन में जब-जब गोल्ड जीता तब तिरंगा शान से लहराया है और 100वां मेडल किसी और गेम में नहीं भारत की कबड्डी टीम ने जिताया है एशियन गेम्स के 72 साल के इतिहास में इस बार हमारे एथलीट्स ने कई विश्व रिकॉर्ड तोड़े और बहुत सारे एशियन रिकॉर्ड्स बनाए भी.
In men's individual compound archery final, Ojas Dev Thale grabbed the gold while Abhishek Verma settled for the silver medal. Dev Thale won just by 2 points with a final score of 149. With this, India's archery campaign comes to a close at the Games. Meanwhile, in men's cricket, India are facing Afghanistan in the final currently. India have won the toss and elected to bowl first in the gold medal match. While the Indian women's cricket team clinched the gold at Hangzhou, it is to be seen whether the men's team can replicate a similar result. The 52nd GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the meeting. It is being attended by finance ministers of states and union territories and senior officials from centre and states. Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary is also taking part in the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is all set for a day's visit to Uttarakhand today. During his stay, he is to preside over the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at Narendranagar in Tihri district. The meeting is likely to be attended by the chief ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand. Later on, the Home Minister will also participate in the 49th All India Police Science Congress, which is being held at the Forest Research Institute in the state capital, Dehradun. Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority has confirmed the death toll from flash floods in Sikkim to 27, including the Indian Army personnel, with 141 missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta. A total of 1,173 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away. Till now, 2,413 people have been rescued and 26 persons have injured. Around 6,875 persons have taken shelter in 22 relief camps. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees for the kin of each of the deceased victims of the fire at a residential building at Goregaon in Mumbai. He also announced medical treatment at government expense to the injured persons of SRA building at Unnat Nagar in Goregaon. Mr. Shinde visited the Hindu Hriday Samrat Bala Sahib Thackeray Trauma Center and inquired about the condition of the injured persons. The two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency concluded in New Delhi yesterday with a resolve by the NIA and all anti-terror squads and counter-terrorism units of all the states to intensify coordinated efforts to counter terrorism threat. The key directions given by Home Minister Amit Shah while inaugurating the conference on Thursday included the design of a common training module and multidimensional use of various national databases to investigate, prosecute and prevent crimes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.